Did you ever hear the story? Did you ever hear the yarn?
About what?
About gasoline guns. He saved up a dollar, then he borrowed 20 cents.
Then what?
Bought a jitney bus. His coffee mill was made of tin, but tin was made to pack things in. He hung a sign and it read thus: this is gasoline Gus and his jitney bus.
Gus, Gus, gasoline Gus. Gasoline Gus and his jitney bus. He packed them on the fenders and he packed them on the hood. He packed them by the dozen and the other dozen stood.
From out the heap there came a cry: hey, take that suitcase out of my eye.
Gus, Gus, gasoline Gus. Gasoline Gus and his jitney bus.
Did I tell you what he purchased? Did I tell you what he used?
Who you?
Why, gasoline Gus. He bought a ton of dynamite. He bought a pint of gin.
For what?
For his jitney bus. It's got a bigger kick than gasoline, said Gus as he loaded his tin machine. A lady said, don't go too far, said Gus, it's not that kind of a car.
Gus, gasoline Gus, and his jitney bus. He turned a dozen somersaults and then he looped the loop. He made a bigger noise and the board is eating soup.
How far he went, I quite forget, but according to Hoyle, he's not back yet.
Gus, gasoline Gus, and his jitney bus.
Do you want to hear the finish? Do you want to hear the end?
About what?
About gasoline Gus. He bumped into old Satan and he got old Satan's ghost.
With what?
With his jitney bus. Old Satan frowned, said, take him out and let him ride my imp about. In 15 minutes, big as life, he was making love to the old boy's wife.
Gus, gasoline Gus, and his jitney bus. They telephoned old Satan that his wife he had to go with a funny looking fellow in a funny little boat.
Old Satan never turned a hair. He smiled and said, they're a perfect pair.
Gus, gasoline Gus, and his jitney bus.